So, as you guys know, ISCO is too small. Well, the building is too small for our group, so we're moving to a new building. It's going to be the building across the street, and we're actually moving in 3 weeks. But the problem is that the administration wants to know who's going to be in what office in the new building, and where we're going to put things like the printer, the fax machine, all the big equipment. And the catch is that they have the final approval of where we put people and equipment. And they want to know where we're going to do all of this by November 2nd. So that means basically next Tuesday. And since we don't really have any other time, we have to make these decisions today. What we're getting is 9 rooms for a maximum of 18 people, which is okay because there's only 15 of us. And all the rooms have windows, luckily, so there's no fights about who gets a window and who doesn't. There's 2 views, either of the old town or the mountains, and the rooms are various sizes. There's 2 3-people rooms, 5 2-person rooms, which are on the corners of the building, so you actually get windows on 2 walls, and 2 1-person rooms. That's pretty much what the building looks like, and we have the number of people per room. The courtyard, because we're on the 6th floor, you can actually go out to it, but it just means that the windows look out onto open space. You can see the bathrooms, the elevators are sort of further down the hall. The purple bar at the bottom, sort of on the right, is the mailboxes. All of the windows open, you can get out onto the terrace just like you can in our normal building. And the equipment that we have to put somewhere are, like I said, the photocopier, which is really big, the fax machine, which is not so big, and the printer, which is relatively big. Each office has a whiteboard, a bulletin board, and a coat rack. No cupboards like we have in the current offices. And each person gets their own chair, their own corner desk, so like the ones that we have now. A small filing cabinet with 3 drawers, and by small I mean they're about that tall. And one sort of hanging shelf. So we don't get the bookcases like we have now, but just one shelf that's attached to the wall. And the people that we have to place, you can see the list there, along with their position and the project that they work on. And I guess the first question is how we want to organize people, whether we want to do it by rank or by project, or, I don't know, put all the PhD students together, all the professors together, that sort of thing. So the idea is that we come up with a plan. There's another group who's going to be working on the same plan later this week. And then Andre and I have to do presentations for the university administrators on the 2nd. So we have to come up with a plan, possibly if we have time, a quick presentation with arguments for why we think our plan works best. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, anyone have any ideas, or I guess?
Do we know if there will be a lot of people coming across the hall in terms of security stuff? If you can, I mean, my idea is to put the photocopier and the fax in the hall.
I think the security is sort of the same as it is in the current building.
Okay.
So as long as the things are physically attached to the wall,
mm-hmm.
so they can't be removed,
okay.
then it should be okay to leave them.
Okay.
It's just a question of whether you're printing sensitive documents or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
So we only get one printer for 15 people?
Well, we get one sort of networked printer. And then I think some of us have personal printers. I think Susan has a personal printer. Gisella has one maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember who else. Yeah, but no one else gets their own printer. In terms of equipment, it's sort of the same thing as we have now. So what I propose is that we sort of discuss various concepts without getting into specifics, and then go off and think about it over lunch, and then come back later in the day with sort of more specific proposals as to exactly where to put people. Does that work? Oh, and on the map, the little half circular, well, quarter circles are doors,
which
I'm assuming you figured out, but just in case. And there's just the one room that actually has two doors going into it,
the
three-person room on the type, yeah.
And do we need a room, like a reading room?
Yes, yeah. A lot of people were saying that they wanted to have a reading room. So, we should leave a space for that. And we can't, because like I said, maximum 18 people in those rooms, and there's only 15 of us.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but two of us are only here half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So Martin and David are half the time at EKFOG, half the time in Geneva. So, sort of keep that in mind, I guess, when you're doing actual planning.
The first split we can do is between administration and research. It's completely different work, so we can be with administration and decide something for administration and then on the other.
Yeah. But Gisella is really the only.
Yeah. But at least deal with that particular situation.
Yeah.
And then see with the other. Because I was thinking Gisella is quite, I mean, Gisella's work is quite noisy because it's secretary, so
yeah,
lots of phone calls and stuff like that.
And she's always moving around.
Yeah, so you won't share an office with Gisella.
Yeah.
Unless you are 50% and not the 50% Gisella is working.
Yeah.
Which is another condition.
Which I don't know if we can assume that there isn't going to be any overlap between them.
So I don't know, maybe you can decide that Gisela is having one of the one person room.
Yeah, I would probably suggest that it's going to
happen. Either that or maybe put her in a two person room with
some
of the equipment or
the
photocopier, or maybe not the photocopier but the printer.
Yeah, but at least the thing you know that Gisela is going to be alone.
Yeah.
Oh, with equipment. With
not with a 100% staff. Yeah, staff worker.
Okay, so it's a one person room, but we don't know how big they are. Or it's hard to tell. I mean, Gisella has this funny piping.
The rooms aren't tiny. If you look at
the fax.
Yeah.
So probably she should get the fax, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I think the main discussion we should have is if we want to make group of amongst the same project or amongst the same title.
And the professor assistant
or couple of professor assistants it's more a conceptual question. Than a practical question.
Well, the third option is just completely mix everyone up, which some people say is better sort of for a group environment so that you're not stuck only with the people who are working on your project.
Yeah.
Right? So if you share an office with someone who's on a completely different project, you find out about that project, but you also sort of interact with other people on a more regular basis.
Yeah.
But still, I find it's quite easy if you are with people who work in the same project in the same way, because you have the meetings or people come and ask you these kinds of things. Maybe, I don't know, if it's for other people who's not working in the same project.
Yeah, but we even have this reading room.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
means
we get
will it be dedicated for reading and for studying, or can we have meetings that can reserve it for meetings?
I think it's not a question of reserving it, because there's other rooms at the university that you can reserve for meeting.
Yeah.
But if it's empty, then sure, you can use it for a meeting. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think if someone's already bleeding in there, it's not fair to go and kick them out because you want to have a
Well, the problem is you have to go across the building and it adds some overhead every time you want to have some short
meeting
and discuss some issues. Maybe we shouldn't call it.
But if you're having a short meeting, you don't really make an appointment for it. You just kind of go to someone's office and go down for coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's still the cafeterias that you can use for informal.
The other thing we should take into account is if you receive students or not, because Marianne and I interact a lot with students and we have reception hours and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you get time where a lot of people come down and go with them.
And the other Marianne does too.
Yeah, so maybe
she's
it's not really nice
you.
To have to share an office with somebody like us. Having a lot of social life and
well, then you have to share offices with each other.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really solve the problem because chances are you're not going to have office hours at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still
yeah.
going to have, like, unless you get individual offices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's an easy way to find a solution for that. Because even if each of you share with a professor, then it's the same thing for the professor.
Yeah.
But it is something to keep in mind. Unless you end up sharing an office with someone where your schedules completely don't overlap and then you schedule office hours when the other person isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people come in around 11 and some people come in around 8.
Yeah. But that's something we can't reasonably assume like that.
Yeah.
And make plans with that because
no, but you sort of see people's patterns. I mean,
yeah.
Even if it's not always like that, I mean, if it's like that 80% of the time. But you're right, we can't make assumptions too much.
So people would like to see the office organized by rank, like professors and students and
I don't know.
Well, it's up to us how we do it. I can see benefits of both.
One point I can say by experience, it's really hard to share an office with three people because it makes much more noise than only being two in an office.
Plus the computers.
Plus the computers.
Mm-hmm.
So
we all know what it's like to have five computers in there.
Yeah. So we might be a good idea to first exclude one of the three person rooms to be the reading room and not to be necessarily a room with three people. A working room.
Yeah, but if there are people coming in, I mean we have these people working for 2 months book on in the summer type or something. I think we should preserve a little bit of space for them to
And that's a good point because if we take the three-person room out as a reading room,
it's quite
then everyone has an office, right? It's maximum 18. So take away 3 spaces, and you're down to your 15.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right. If we do have a stagiaire or whoever comes in, then we have nowhere. Well, we can put them in the reading room, but that kind of defeats the purpose.
So the other solution is to say, okay, we use the three-person room, but only with 2 person each time, and leave a spare space for
the
summer. But avoiding having 3 person full time in the same room would be a good idea.
Yeah,
or again, find people who don't work the same hours.
Yeah,
it doesn't completely solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. So for the reading room, we will have a 2-person room.
Yeah.
One person will be too small anyways.
How about this room?
Which one?
The bottom?
Yeah, the bottom, in the middle.
Yeah.
With an unusual amount of, it has 3 windows, so I think it's...
Two.
Two?
Where, which? Which 3 2-person rooms?
The middle one.
That has 2 windows.
Yeah. It's
Which is fine.
Big black stripe is the windows.
Oh,
not
big,
the thin one between the big.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I should have explained that.
But what about the other one which has only one window, but in the courtyard it may be more quiet?
Yeah, but then you don't get a lot of light.
We have electricity, so I hope.
Really?
Next question, I mean, it's quite noisy outside in the streets.
On the 6th floor, I don't know.
Yeah, we're on the
6th floor. I know, I like the idea of looking out over.
Yeah, me too.
And
stuff
reading.
So it's a relaxing room.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point, right? It's somewhere to get out of your office and go and do something else for a while, whether you're reading or just kind of staring off into space.
Yeah. You can look outside of the window if you have a quick meeting.
So what about one of the rooms in the corner? So you have 3 windows. It's even better.
Yeah,
we
could do that.
But you have less walls to put shelves and if you intend the reading room in your library,
we have some shelves, like cabinet type shelves, for the reading room, but it's not really intended to be a library. I mean, we have an empty library
downstairs.
But the other idea is to take, because right now we don't have bookshelves, so one idea might be to take sort of the books that aren't frequently used by people. Put them all into that room.
Yeah.
So it becomes sort of
kind of full library.
Mini library, but not like a library.
No.
Just
sure, but
go and borrow your colleague's books.
Mm-hmm. So have we all agree about these 2-person rooms? Which one?
At
corner or not
corner? I think the middle one.
The middle one.
Yeah. It's also sort of central to the layout, so everyone sort of has more or less the same distance.
Okay.
So it's not going to make that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm. So we can exclude this one to make an office.
Yeah. Which one can do this?
Or maybe write on the board?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a good idea.
So you have
this really isn't too scary. That's really not too scary.
It's all right.
Good enough.
Is that a one?
Yes.
Okay.
And
should we decide also the administration
the
stuff?
Sure.
So we exclude the thing we are quite sure, and then we describe the...
I was thinking of maybe we should assign Gisella into this 3-person office, because we will probably place the printer next to the mailboxes. And we could have Gisella and the 2 50% people sharing the 3-person
room. That's really noisy to be in the same office. What is the administration?
But Gisella works 50% and they work 50%.
Yeah, that just implies you expect people to come when Gisella is not working.
That's true.
And that's not really fair. If you
Well, I mean,
so we can put Gisella in the 2-people room, which is near the mailbox. I don't know.
mean, I don't know how noisy she is.
It's just like I said, you always have the phone ringing, even if they have, even when she's not working.
Does she have her own printer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a good point from Nikos to say that she needs to be near the mailbox and the printer and.
Well, if you put her
in the photocopy and
in this
like
room here, it's relatively close.
Except the door is not really convenient. No, but I think if the main how can I do that? If the main reason to choose this last place is the proximity of the mailbox, it should be a two people room and not a three people room.
Okay. I don't know.
Otherwise we have one people room.
I don't know how much the proximity to the mailbox matters, because usually when she's here and she picks up the mail, she actually brings it to your office.
Yeah.
It's more the extra restriction
it's
that uses our
mailbox. It's also the place of the photography.
Yeah.
And the place where we all pass, kind of.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because if we put the photography near the mailbox, and it seems to be the only place where there is room.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you put it into her office,
yeah,
which is just annoying, I think.
Yeah.
Even if you put it into Giselle's office.
Yeah,
no,
it's too. And it's too big. And
I think we should write this down. Do we agree that that the photocopier and the network printer goes next to the mailbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good. Okay. And then we can, for the moment, which is align this corner room, which you agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the beginning we said that we were going to give her one of the one-person rooms.
Yeah. But there was this option of putting
okay.
the line near the photography.
I mean, she's sharing an office right now, and has anybody heard of any complaints that she's loud?
I mean, she's
well,
not
she's
sharing an office. I mean, we put some training in Gisela's office because there is a spare room.
And,
that's
really
quite
in a position to complain.
Yeah, that's quite, I mean, that's quite important to keep a spare room in Gisela's office if we need more staff, but I wouldn't work in Gisela's office.
Okay.
I think it's just a question of work conditions. If you're
yeah,
a cashier and you're only coming in for 2 months, then you can put up with it. Mm-hmm. But if you're there, you know.
For example, last week,
there is no room in the cupboard for any people except Zilla, because she has lots of paper and knives and knives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, she needs
space.
Space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can reserve, so if you reserve a two people room, we can put the trainees.
Mm.
Yeah,
for
their
yeah.
own,
but
they need to
air. Okay, so Gisela at the southwest office.
Yeah.
The
I'm not sure it's southwest. I believe this map is.
Southwest, if that's north.
Okay, the map is.
Southwest
north
for
oriented.
Us.
Okay.
No. Well, I'm assuming that's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
I know, because with mountains and old town, it's not no sorry.
No, I'm very bad at orienting where's north in Geneva. I always get it wrong. But I just assume Nikos was talking about the orientation
about
here.
No, because sunrise and sunshine is quite sunshine, sunrise and sunset is quite
oh,
also
true.
A good
So wait,
something to
we face the account. Old town, we face the old town now, and we're facing
north-east.
North-east.
Sunrise. We have sun in the morning only.
Yeah.
Well, do we have sun?
So it just meaning that the three piece room, which is in the opposite of the northeast, is the more sunny one.
This one.
Let's say that. It's the one you have now. You both. More or less.
Well, there's a quite a lot of sun.
You get the sunset and. No. And it's really
yes,
warm and
it's, yeah, it's really
you get lots of sun during summer.
Do you,
yeah.
By the way, is it a 6th floor building or is there more?
Yeah, we're the top floor.
Okay, so it's warm.
Yeah. And the building design is pretty much the same as the one we have now. We're just getting more space this way because we couldn't move in any buildings that was occupied by the other departments.
Okay, good. So,
how many rooms and how many space do you have?
So we have reserved up to
one
to
the room here. Well. So that's Gisela.
Yeah, plus one spare place that we need. The last place to be used. Can we group people by their name?
Marianne,
so Marianne. So it's gonna
why
be
not?
Marianne's office.
Is there anybody who's not happy with the current situation? So we could try to just keep the same arrangement just on the new building.
Yeah, that's boring. That can be a good idea. But can we do that? Because there is
no, we can't.
Because
we can't.
There is
one extra one person office. I mean,
and two, three person
rooms. Plus, we have the two people who aren't there now.
Yeah.
So we can keep some of the people together.
Okay. So let's start from top to bottom. Maggie.
Well,
Susan,
why don't we take a break and go off and think about it?
Yeah.
And then
I think we
once
the
we have more concrete ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we just sit here and discuss,
yeah,
it's going to take a long time. We're going to start arguing and get cranky.
Okay. So let's have a break. Save your time.
Yeah.
You have an XP?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.